This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
Spicy Perks, I'm in love with the Cowboys. Oh my God, we've got to get you into cowboy romances.
All right. Oh. I mean, I'm desperate to listen to Beyonce's new album. Does that count?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
Laura, I think I've forgotten how to record a podcast.
Well, we better get our act together because this is the final episode of the season. Can you believe
that?
It is. Very final quickly.
Episode of season five. Yeah. Here it is. Oh my goodness. And we haven't recorded because we managed to record a little bit before I went on annual leave. So we haven't actually recorded, I think, for 3 weeks. And it feels like I can't... What's this? What is this mic in the earphones? Yeah. I don't understand.
I feel very sorry for our producer, Vicky, because he's going to have to do really, really a lot of work on the edit for this one. Sorry, Vicky. We're a bit rusty.
However, we have got so much to catch up on.
We have, yeah.
Between us both.
Yeah.
Because Laura and I haven't sort of like properly caught up a little bit for maybe like a week or whatever. So I think we've got like, mate, I've got like minutes.
Well, yeah, and I want to know
an agenda.
Bless you. Of course, you've got an agenda. I want to start off by asking how your annual leave was, because I know how much you were looking forward to it.
Oh my God, it was so good. I just think everybody. I know everyone's circumstances are different, but I just cannot recommend enough taking some time off. If you can take a whole week, fantastic. If not that much, then that's cool. To not do anything. Annual leave is so precious, or time off of your work is so precious that lots of people obviously use it to like do things or go away and all of that. But just like a chill vibe is so nice. And the whole week I did nothing but whatever I wanted to. And it was just... sensation.
I was so pleasantly surprised. So nice. I messaged Lauren and I was like, so what have you got planned for your week off? Expecting her to be like, literally send me her itinerary. And she just, mm-hmm. I think you just came back to me and you said, I've got this thing on the Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm doing nothing for 3 days. And I was like, sorry, who are you? Like, what?
Literally.
But I'm really pleased. I think you needed it, to be honest. I think you were so close 100%. To burnout again.
I know. It was all a bit much. And it was just so nice. Like one day, my entire activity for the day was just going to a garden centre for lunch with my stepmom, and we just sat there for 3.5 hours just chatting about life. Like, it was so nice. And I think on another whole day, I read 3 books in 5 days.
Whoa, that's amazing.
But yeah, it was just
spicy
really...
books.
Spicy Perks, I'm in love with the Cowboys. Oh my God, we've got to get you into cowboy romances.
All right. Oh. I mean, I'm... desperate to listen to Beyonce's new album. Does that count?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
No, spicy. I mean, you can get you in the mood to think about Cowboy Spice. So it was a great time. And I want everyone to do all of the annual leave themselves and not... oh gosh, life is just too short to just only ever do work and life admin. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
There is so much joy in just taking it slow and just not doing a lot and just, you know, doing your food shop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh my God, it was beautiful. And just all of that. So I absolutely loved it. It was fabulous times. And we hung out on one day or two, I think. Right at the beginning.
We did, actually.
You were one of my activities.
I was one of your activities. You managed to squeeze me in.
I did.
We went for the Monsoon Press Day and then we went for lunch. We accidentally ended up in
some
salad deli. We were like, who, what? So then we made up for it with a donut time at the...
We were so hungry and I
starving.
Honestly think that it was like the first place that we passed that did food, and then we sat down, we're like, yeah looks fine, yeah whatever, yeah and then we had like these tiny salads, I think two of which we both did not like. And I think it was like 70 quid, right?
Yeah. I was doing my spreadsheet for my money the other day, because that's me, obviously.
Yes,
weirdo.
Yes.
And I was like, £35 and I had a chicken salad. Are you joking?
Mate. That's obscene.
Yeah, we were like, who are we?
We did make up for it.
We had a little Bruno Mars action.
Bruno Mars action from Donut Time. It was so good. We were sat on a park bench in the middle of March.
With all the pigeons.
With all the pigeons and what people going round in Angel. And it was just fantastic.
It
and it was really nice.
Time.
It was one of those that I think, because you had to get back and I had to get to choir, that it, we had like a time limit, and it was, and we both were like, but we're not ready to go.
There's so much more I want to say. Yeah.
There's so much more I want
to
say.
And you still haven't been to see the house. You need to come around and see the
guys,
house.
Guys, it is April and she moved at the beginning of the You moved 3 months ago and I still haven't been around. That's
terrible.
Obscene,
isn't it?
Yourself
a friend, mate.
I know, that is terrible. Let's do that. This is what happened, right? I had one really sad day on like in Saturday in January when I was on my spending ban and I was hating my life and, you know, all of the January vibes. And I was just like, fuck this shit, I'm making plans. So I messaged millions of people and I was like, made all the plans up until this weekend. So this weekend, all those plans that were made 3 months ago come to an end so I can be a normal human again.
Oh, good.
So please, can I come around and have fun times and see Buddy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just the best. Yeah. He misses you. He talks about you all the time. That would be lovely. Thank you very much.
I would enjoy that. Right. Okay. So that was my annual leave. You, however, young lady, just been on holiday.
I know, right?
First of all, I wish you could all see us. It's so funny. Laura is so, like, you just wink at the sun and she just goes this beautiful colour. Like, it's so annoying.
So sorry.
Tell me about Hollybobs, babes.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was really, really nice. I really needed it. I didn't think I needed it because, yeah, I wasn't like close to burnout like you or anything like that. But I just really fancied a holiday and some sun. And you know how much I love the sun and the sea and swimming and all of that. And it was quite an impromptu thing. But I thought, do you know what? We haven't been on holiday in a while. And Matt is about to get stupidly busy with his work because it's seasonal. And I was like, we're not going to get a holiday in this year if we don't go now. So I was like, can you rearrange some work? And I'll rearrange some work things. And can we go on holiday in like 2 weeks' time? And
yes!
We just did like a cheap and cheerful Tenerife holiday. And yeah, I just had a really nice time. I will say it took me like, both of us, like 3 days to like get into it because we were both like, need to be doing something. Like, where's my phone? Oh, and I can't, like, just couldn't really relax. And the weather wasn't great when we got there either. And I was, must admit, when we first got there, I was thinking, I just want to go home. Why have I come all this way and it's fucking raining? I could be in my own home, watch my own telly, my own sofa, eating my own snacks. And we had some absolutely dreadful food the first 2 days, so I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. But then we really got into it when we had some sunshine, and I really, really enjoyed it. We both did. I think we definitely needed it. And I will say as well, like, as much as I really enjoyed the holiday, the biggest thing I took away from it was just being grateful for the things I take for granted, like the mundane things, like walking the dog, cooking, even cleaning the house, or just sitting and watching telly of an evening. It made me really appreciate my life and people in it. I don't know why. And I know that probably sounds a little bit dramatic or whatever, but it really did.
Right, but this is what holidays do, doesn't it? You're sitting there in the pool and you're like, oh my God, like, this is so, like, and you're taken away from it. And yeah, you miss the little things as well. And then you're also like, oh my God, why is my life just paying bills and cleaning the house? But then also, like, that's where life is, isn't it? Life actually is in the routine of it. Mm. And I think we just, especially I think people our age, we were just brought up to be like, you know, you got to get a really good education, you got to get a good job, you got to get to the top, blah blah blah, work, and it's like you're always striving for something big and something like just awesome all the time. And it's actually like the wonderfulness of life is in the routine and the small parts of life. It's just the best bit.
Yeah, I totally
so
agree.
It's no wonder that you just you miss that on holiday.
Yeah, I'm going to try and remember that as well. When I do get like bored of the routine and being at home, I'm going to remember like that feeling. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I do think you need to go on holiday more though. I will say that. Because I think you come back so regenerated.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
All of it. And you know, even if it's like 5 days away, mate, I think you should just get away a little bit more because it just energizes you so much. And like taking away out of your routine to go back and like being grateful for stuff, that's such a good thing. Like, I think you need to go away more.
All right then, if you say so, if I must.
You need to go. And did you swim in the sea?
We did, only once though, because it was very, very cold. And also we went to the beach one day and it was ramo. Like, you couldn't even get a sunbed. And we are too old to be laying on sand, let me tell you.
Absolutely not.
So we did it because we had to. There was a lady walking around offering massages. And I was like, do you know what? I'm not paying the hotel spa prices. Yes, I'll have a 20-euro massage,
please.
The woman, lovely as she was, I mean, I don't quite know what the moves were. She did not have the moves like Jagger. And I think she used cooking oil on me because I got third-degree burns.
Oh, shit balls. What the
Mate,
fuck?
Honestly, I'm really careful now with my skin. And I, yeah, I just cooked, mate, and it was really sore.
How much was this massage?
€20.
Right, okay. So let's all learn a lesson from Laura Adlington. Let's not get a £20 massage on the bitch.
On the laminate. She showed me. I said, oh, how much or whatever? And she showed me the laminate. It said something about a happy ending. And I was like, oh God.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Did it really? Yeah, at that point you can just be like, probably not for me. Yeah. But no judgment from anybody else. It's just like, not today. And then she's cooking. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, my back.
You went to Tenerife and had a happy ending is how this...
The only happy ending I got was third degree burns, honestly. I was like a fucking tomato. It was not
the happy ending after. You know, like, you know, remember on like Facebook back in the day when you used to upload like 120 photos to an album,
oh, yeah,
and the album title would be like a funny quote from the night out.
Yeah.
Like that would honestly be like, went all the way to Turkey and had a happy ending or something like that. So the happy ending would be in your Facebook title 100%. I'll get there. Okay. All the elements of the joke are there and I'll put them together in a second.
I went to pick up a buddy from my mum's afterwards. I missed that little git so much. Walked straight past me, ran to Matt. Ran in to get a shoe. Then ran past me again to go to Matt.
Oh.
And I was like, on holiday, I was like, I'm never leaving him again. I miss him so much. I can't cope without him. And then I was like, yeah, no more. Rude.
Mate.
Rude. So rude. Boys club.
Oh, buddy, old pal.
Dickhead.
Bless him.
But no, I did really miss him.
Oh, bless. Oh, I'm so pleased you had a nice time.
We are very excited to have Hannah, founder of luxury plus size brand Rune, back on the show. Hannah, how are you and how have things been since the launch?
I'm good. Yeah, it's been a complete whirlwind, actually. It's quite good that we're talking today because actually we've been live and trading for a month today.
Oh my God, so, congrats. Do you know what? It feels so much longer. I don't know if you feel that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But it feels like forever ago that we last saw you because if you remember, our lovely listeners, we recorded with Hannah in person. It was just like the best. It was so lovely to learn all about her brand and like the work behind it. And that feels like so long ago. So you've been trading for, at the time of recording this episode that we're doing right now, a month. That's
yes,
so exciting.
Yeah. So our pre-launch went live, yeah, on the 1st of March. And then, yeah, everything kind of kicked in. But it's been an absolute whirlwind. It's gone really well. I've kind of had to take a step back because it's just been so nuts. And because I'm basically like doing it on my own, I've had to kind of say to myself, like, actually, it's been really positive.
Yay.
Because I think that, you know, you're always kind of striving for like this huge thing and like, yeah, and it's been really, really positive. It's been really steady and stable and the sales have been coming in and people are loving it. Like, that's what the nervous thing, right, is that I can, you know, with all the will in the world, create really fabulous pieces. But until actually strangers get it and wear it and tell me how they feel, I think that, yeah, that's been the best. It's, yeah, a really lovely surprise. I knew they were great, but actually getting, you know, from paying customers feedback like that is just so nice. It's really nice.
Oh, it's
incredible.
So happy.
I'm so, so happy for you.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's been hard. It's been it's a lot of kind of like, yeah, waking up in a cold sweat like, oh, I can't believe I've done this, and it's quite an intimidating
so badass
thing. Yeah, it's been good.
Oh good, I'm so pleased. It's so like, it's like, again, it's like such a badass move that you've like started your own business and it's out there, and it must feel so daunting to like have people, you know, like, well, I mean, what was it like when people started getting their first orders? Was that nerve-wracking? Because I just feel like if that for me would
oh
be like,
God,
right,
yeah,
this is it, you're holding my baby and this is it, I'm going to get feedback on it and all of this, like, it's official.
I was watching the DPD tracking, it's like in transit, pending, delivered, and then I was waiting, like, I was like, right, okay, that's one day down, they haven't said anything about it yet, 2 days down, are they going to say anything? And then, like, after, you know, 5-6 days, and then I started getting some great feedback, I was like, oh, okay, I can start to relax now. But yeah, I literally watched that. I watch it like I'm waiting for a takeaway to arrive, you know, when you watch like the delivery guy. I watch that.
Oh, yes,
now
I know the
meaning. I'm like, oh, okay, right, it's
you've changed, Hannah, you've changed.
I'm not obsessing over that, but yeah, it's yeah,
bless you,
it's been wild. It's great though,
that makes me so happy.
What's the most popular item been?
Oh my God. It's really hard because they are pretty equal. I mean, the tiered maxi dress is a massive I think because it's like an outfit all in one, right? I think you don't need to worry about like trousers and tops and sizing. And I think that that has really flown, actually quite surprisingly, because even when we were designing that, like I knew that I really liked it. But when you get that final garment, it's like, oh, it's like, it actually can be quite like dramatic looking, that dress, because it's like very like kind of bigger shoulder. Well, similar to actually what I'm wearing now, but it can be like quite dramatic when you put it on. But yeah, people have really loved that. And then also the really lovely soft casual trouser and shirt set, just because it's so, it just feels,
it's
great.
A total vibe. I think, yeah, that's gonna be such a thing for summer as well this year. It's like very on yeah. trend. Yeah. Check you out.
It is on trend. It's like I planned it.
And have you got an update on the sizing as well?
Yes. Oh my god, I do. Amazing. I actually spoke to my head of product this morning, and we've had a bit of back and forth with like fabric, basically just getting fabric like through Europe to our factories. But that was the fabric that is going to be creating like the size 26 28, because obviously we need to more fabric to cater to that, but that's in production, like that's happening now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's being made. Like I got a message this morning like they're cutting your fabric for extended sizing, and I was like, oh my god, like that, it, when you press go on things, it's a really weird like industry. Like sometimes it's like, oh yeah, they'll put it into production, you don't really hear anything, and then other times it's like, yeah, it's in production and it's going, and it's like, oh my god, like it happens quite quickly. So that's actually being cut, like, you know, at the moment, which is really exciting. So I should get that in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
It should be up on the site a week after that. So yeah, I know.
I'm so excited because I've got my eye on that green linen two-piece set. So as soon as that comes out in my size, mate, I'm going for it. I am absolutely buzzing. Oh, that is such good news though, because when we spoke to you last time, you were sort of saying that, you know, realistically, like it was going to be really challenging for you to be able to do the extended sizing. And we thought that maybe it was going to be something a little bit further down the line. So,
yeah,
this is amazing.
We put it in. I know. We put it in for like July, August. I was like, there's no way that we're going to have like the cash flow to be able to do this any earlier. But I did. Yeah, we did some fiddling with the kind of like moving around different bits of stock. And, you know, the thing is because I'm using fabric that comes in small quantities, right? So it's made to like really great quality. There isn't just like reams of it in stock, like you have to have it made at a mill. So that was like the main thing, right? So when you go to a mill and say, I need X meters of fabric to cover my sizes, I was just, that's what you're waiting on. But they had it in stock, they, you know, pulled through another production so we could have it. And yeah, it's happened.
Yay!
So yeah,
this is so good. And that's amazing that you've done that, you know, pretty much going to be, by the time it gets on the website, just over 2 months from launch, and ahead of schedule. That's so fantastic. I'm so buzzing for you.
Thank you. And also, do you know what it means, that now that we're going to be catering to a 26 28, like what is stopping us from going like 30 and above?
Well, I was going to ask, babe, what's next?
Yeah, like if this is how this is going to go, and I'll be honest, like people have been buying 22s 24s, like they've been buying those bigger sizes. And actually I'm considering now, like, even though the 16s are great because it's like an entry, I guess, into the brand, and plus size technically starts at like 16 18, that I'm gonna start considering like dialing down those sizes and actually going forward and being like, this is for plus size and it will go bigger than the 30 and whatever. Because like there's plenty of clothes in a size 16, and actually every time I get like these sheets through and I have to like tick and say like how many quantity I want of a size 16, I'm like finding myself being like, zero. Don't need a size 16. But yeah, it's really encouraging. It's going in the right direction, which is great.
I'm so thrilled for you, and I hope this doesn't sound patronising, but I feel so proud of you, honestly. I hope you feel really proud of yourself.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. It's really, it's meant so much, and I can't thank you guys enough. It's just been, I feel like being in touch with you guys, it's just got me into like the perfect place, and like everyone's really supportive, and like you've got great followers and your network's fantastic, and I think you've got really good eggs following you, like do you know what I mean, and like the Go Love Yourself girls, like people, and they're just really good people, and I get that vibe from them, and I know they've come a lot of them have come from you guys, so I'm so grateful.
Aww. We agree, they
big
are good eggs
up.
And
they
we
are
saw
very good eggs.
Yeah, we saw a lot of people commenting on your posts and on our stuff as well, you know, just like sort of wishing you good luck, even if they weren't able to purchase, just wishing you good luck. That was the point. So just thank you everyone for being so lovely. That was like the point of, you know, welcoming Hannah to our Go Love Yourself girl gang.
So I want to know what's next, because I'm sure that I read an email. Oh my God, I'm going off on a tangent here, but just remembered the email that you sent for April Fools, and I have got to talk about it because it was so funny. So I've signed up to subscribe to the Reen newsletter because I obviously want all the updates. And I got an email saying, just in cold shoulder slogan tops. And then the subtitle was like, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh,
and I was like, no.
Laura, did you question all your choices at that point?
Bareness. Oh my God. And then I clicked in it and it was like, oh fuck's sake, it's April Fools.
Gotcha.
Nice one though. That was very clever.
That's sensational.
I thought of that quite late in the day and I was like, right, how am I going to get the big girls to pay? That has got the best open rate of all of my emails. It's got like a 70%.
Oh my God.
Like friends who are signed up and they were like WTF, and then they're like, oh my God, like you completely got me.
That's
like,
the way to get the big
that
girls.
Was But I think I also saw another email that I got excited about, which was about spring summer collection coming. Is that right? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Oh my God, it is. It's happening now. So we are bringing out within the next kind of 4 weeks more of what I would call like a high summer collection. So a couple of really beautiful dresses that you could absolutely wear as like, you know, if you're going to a wedding abroad or if we get some better weather here, like really beautiful, like drape necks, maxi, like fantastic for, wedding guest stuff, which is going to be great. Some beautiful wrap blouses, a bias cut skirt that I always crave. They never suit me when I buy them off the high street because I just find they like hug my lower tummy and they don't, you know, hug me in the right places. But I've actually created a bias cut skirt that just like flows and skims the body, and it's beautiful. And it's actually something that I've craved in my wardrobe for like years and years, and I've never been able to find one. And I'm really excited for that. That is just going to look, you know, beautiful with a pair of like chunky sandals in the summer. It can be dressed up with a pair of heels. Second collection coming. I would probably say end of April.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
Summer is coming. Hannah, just before we go, please remind us of two things. One, where everyone can find Rune, and then two, the very special Go Love Yourself discount code.
Of course. So you can find Rune on socials at We Are Rune, and then the Go Love Yourself discount is GLY20, and that is going to live on forevermore. So you can get that at rune-studio.co.uk.
And that's for 20% off
discount.
Of all things.
Yes. 20% off. It will never go. It will never die. Yay! So use it as much as you can.
Oh, that is so generous. Thank you so much, Hannah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And a huge thank you again to Rune for sponsoring this podcast. And we want to remind our listeners of the exclusive discount Hannah has given us, which is so cool. If you use the code GLY20 on www.rune-studio.co.uk, you can get 20% off of all items. What else has been happening?
Not a lot really. Oh, I'm doing an event with Lottie Drynan.
Tell us about it, please.
It's called Same Dress, Different Bodies Live. So it's kind of like a take on what we're doing with the online series, but it's, you know, do you remember Got Kwan's How to Look Good Naked?
Yes, ma'am.
It's kind of like that, but we're bringing it obviously into the 21st century. So we're going to have three volunteers that kind of maybe want a makeover. They're a bit in a bit of a style rut. And then we're going to chat to them and then put them in some really fabulous, cool outfits that like show off their personality. We're going to have people modelling. Who might that be, Lauren Smith? I don't know.
I'm just not sure.
But no, I'm really, really excited about that, actually. It's happening on the 1st of June. I'm going to put some details in the episode description if you want early tickets. But we put up a little early kind of get early access or get notified for tickets, bearing in mind there's only going to be about 200, and we had 1500 people registered.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I'm not just saying it. If you want tickets, you need to be really, really quick. But yeah, we are buzzing about that.
That's incredible. Oh mate, this is so exciting, and it's different. It's gonna be fun. I think it's brilliant, and obviously Lottie's just a fabulous time.
She is.
So yeah, it's gonna be so good.
I'm excited. What else is new with you? What have I missed?
Oh God. No, do you know what? Easter was fun times.
Good.
Because Easter was great because it was just really nice. So I have two additional things to say. One thing is, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know this, but I did an Easter egg hunt for my family on Easter Friday. And it was literally like my cousins weren't going to be there and my sister's obviously in New York. So I found out on the day that one of my cousins wasn't going to be there. So it was literally going to be my dad, my stepmom, my nan and my uncle. And I was like, fuck this shit. I've bought the baskets. I bought the eggs. It's still happening. No kids or kids. I don't care. And then I got there and I mentioned it literally like 3 months ago when I booked the date in and I mentioned it in passing. And then I got there and I was like, right. So everyone, I've got an activity and I'm that person that comes along and I'm like, right, we've got activities and you have organized fun and here's where you need to be, right? And so they did the whole, like a little bit, like my uncle was probably a little bit more like, oh God, really? And then everyone else was like, oh no, like not real. The bloody second I put those Easter baskets in their hand, I have never seen any of them run so fast in my life. My 87-year-old nan was running around the garden and I thought someone might help her, but no, she was off. She was picking shit up off the floor. It was brilliant. And it was so good. And it just is one of those things, again, you don't have to have everything that the world tells you to have to miss out on these big opportunities. Like I did do an Easter egg hunt with my friend and their kids on the Monday, and that was lovely. But oh my God, if that's not like a fantastic memory with my family now. And actually at the end of it, my uncle, who I said was genuinely a bit like, oh, really? Because he was like, if you answer this question, I will do it. And gave me a really difficult question. I was like, well, if you answer this question, you can get out of it. And like, who won the Battle of Bosworth? And I gave him a Richard III question, right? But at the end of it, he was like, that was actually really fun. I think we should do it every year. Aww. The person who wins has to like organize it. So he's got organizing next year. Now it's like, how can we do like a Christmas one? So it's nice. Just... I don't know, these silly little fun things that I might not silly, have done. Though.
They're lovely and they're things yeah. that you'll remember and cherish for a really long time.
I know. It's exciting. And then I had one more thing from Catch Up Vibes that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned this on Instagram as also, it's where I put my life apparently. Need to get a diary and just keep it to myself, but apparently just put my life online. And it was kind of just looking back at where I was last year. Mentally.
Oh, okay.
And then actually how far I've come. And I think it's just sometimes if you've been through something and you've come out the other side, looking back is not something that you really do. And then actually so looking back at where I was last year, it was like, oh my God, I'm such a different person. I feel the most calm and settled and happy and content that I've ever felt, and I never thought I'd get here. So I think that's such an important message to people, to you know, to say if you've done that, take the time to look back and see how far you've come and be proud of yourself, because a lot of that, although we have our support networks around us which are so important, actually a lot of that is dragging yourself out of it, and you can be proud of yourself for that. But also for those people, and if that's you listening now, like anyone that's going through something or just you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, like there is, and it's all sparkly and sunshine and it's nice. And I just wanted to give people a little bit of hope. So I think that's important. Look back how far you've come.
Definitely, yeah. I'm so proud of you. And I think, like you said, it's just a reminder that when you are in a really bad place, you think that you're going to feel like that forever. And it's very easy to feel like that. And we always say to each other, don't we, like, it's temporary. What you're feeling is temporary. Like, there is light at the end of the tunnel, like, as cliche as it sounds, and you're living proof of it. Things do, and they will get better. So, yeah, well done, mate. I'm so proud of you. I'm so chuffed. And I'd kind of forgotten as well, like, how down you were, especially with work.
It's awful, isn't it?
You were in a really bad place, very dark place.
It was terrible. It was one of those that, you know, like, when you answer a question, people are like, and you would ask me, like, gently, not just like, oh, hi, how are you? You would be like, mate, how are you? And I was like, I'm fucking shit. There was nothing good. I was like, yeah. I can't be like, oh, I'm fucking shit, but it's fine. It was like, no, I'm really like, this is just terrible. Like my hair was falling out. My skin was grey. My face was covered in eczema, like the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, first of all, get yourself out the NHS, everybody, because that's terrible. But then obviously lots of other nice things that I've done as well. And it's just, yeah, we've come far.
Amazing. And you're not going to get away with not talking about this. I'm sure that you think you are, but I definitely saw something on your socials about dating again.
Fuck me. Right, this is so funny. I have never in my life, okay, 2 years, of posting on Instagram, had more messages than I did when I gave people a crumb of like, oh, LOL, I just went on an app and I saw a really hot guy who was called Gav, which is my dad's name. Oh my God, the people are fucking wet for the dating updates, y'all. Did they go mad for it? This is insane. It's so funny. So, yes, they did. And mostly because I said, you know, we've talked about it on here before about like online dating is hard and it's tough and it can be scary and dangerous and all of that. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. However, 95% of my experience has been actually positive. So it's important to talk about the positive, despite, you know, some of these guys' first messages being atrocious. Like one of their first messages was, are they really that big?
Wow.
But actually, I had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who said that they met their partner online, and everything from 6 months ago to 20 years ago. You know, people who were meeting on like Friends Reunited or Match.com when it first started. And there was lots of poffs, babes, lots of plenty of fishes.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Like you and Matt. Yeah, loads of them. Yeah, so it was really good. So I haven't gone on a date yet. I might be chatting to a few lads.
Oh, that's really
exciting. It's a good time out there. It's nice.
I'm glad that you've raised it, because like you said, a lot of the time we hear the negative stories and the horror stories. Yeah. It's not all bad. I definitely didn't have...
It's brilliant.
I think I had one bad date. I had some great dates and I met Matt on it.
Exactly. I've had one bad experience, and other than that, maybe 1.5 bad experiences, but other than that, it's been all really nice and fun. And you know, if you're single, it's just it's so difficult. But I think, join me, ladies and gentlemen, I can say this now with such hopefulness that we're at the season finale. I can say, because you're not going to hear from me for a few weeks, we're going to have a hot girl spring and a hot girl summer, and we're nice. All going to do it together. Let's just crack on.
One thing I was going to ask you, actually, I've seen that it's been kind of trending a bit on socials. Have you been watching Fat Friends on Netflix?
As in rewatching?
Yeah.
The one, Fat Friends from like the noughties?
Oh, yeah, like the original, the OG Fat
with
Friends.
With like James Corden. Like basically half of Gavin and Stacey cast.
Gavin and Stacey cast.
I haven't, actually. I don't know how I feel about it. Have you rewatched it?
I have. So
okay,
yeah, so I before went on holiday, I was like, oh, I'm not watching that. I don't like the title, I don't like the premise, I think I vaguely remember it and being very fat phobic. So I was like, I'm not watching it. Came back from holiday and I was like,
I'm a new woman, okay, I love it.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to watch it for like research purposes or just to see what it was all about. I'm actually on season 3.
Oh,
because
Jesus.
I've been watching it while
you
I've been working.
Like 3 days ago.
No, I've been watching it while I've been working. I like to have a bit of like background noise. The first series I enjoyed, which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I like the characters and the cast. And I genuinely thought it was going to be about shaming fat people, basically, and about like all these fat people hating themselves. And it is, to be fair, it quite frankly it is. And it did bring back a whole wash of 90s diet culture nostalgia, and not in a good way. All of those phrases that we heard, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, diet starts Monday was in it frequently.
I'm being good. I think I've seen like one clip on TikTok and it was like, oh no, I'm being good, I can't have these fish and chips or something like
they
that.
They talk all the time about sins and points, and it's very much based on like Weight, which is all Slimming World. But throughout it is a thread and a general message of like, oh, does it matter? And yeah, and a lot of the people that are in this kind of like, they call it a fat group or whatever, they kind of just, you know, the way they talk, they sort of say, well, I've always been fat and nothing ever bloody works, so I don't even know why I'm still here. And so it was almost, some of it feels, I don't want to say revolutionary because it's not, but it's also quite anti-diet culture in some respects. But it's quite confronting for me, I will be honest, because it does bring back a time where, like, I remember going to the slimming clubs and it was just expected. And I think that's what a lot of the characters are kind of going through, is like, oh, well, I've just big, but I suppose I've got to go to the swimming club and I've got to hate myself. Yeah. I think the other thing that it's really brought up for me is how narrow our understanding and idea of beauty is and was back then. I think the world has changed quite a bit, I'm glad to say, but the time that the show is set, obviously it's like the 90s and the noughties, and they basically think that the only way that you can be beautiful and attractive is by being a size 10. And having a beautiful face. And it's like, oh, okay, like things have changed. Like it feels a bit archaic to me, and in a good way. So yeah, I have been enjoying it. It's not as bad as I thought. It's bloody interesting. James Corden looks like an actual fetus. I mean, that's just fascinating.
He does, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's all right. It's not as bad as I thought.
Okay, next up, this is something new for us, but I did see something on our lovely Go Love Yourself community Facebook group recently, and I wanted to bring it to you, Laura, because I want your vibes. And someone put this on there and was just asking for people's opinions. So they said, is it okay to sell a gift that a friend gave you? A friend of mine gave me a handbag she doesn't use anymore as a gift, and it's a lovely bag, but I never use it and it isn't massively my style. I'm desperate for money at the moment, so feel tempted to sell it, but can't shake the feeling that I'd be a bad friend to do so. What do you think?
Oh, it's a tricky one.
Oh, I'm like full on not tricky. Sell that shit.
I was originally thinking that, as in I thought the friend had given it to her as like a birthday or Christmas gift. But is she
it's just one she hadn't didn't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I suppose. But then
yeah,
I don't know if I would, because I'd be scared of like someone seeing it on Facebook Marketplace or do you know what I mean? And they'd be like, point. Oh, I gave you that bag. They might have the heart.
That's actually a really good point. I was so black and white about it. Shocking. And then now I've thought about it, because actually I think you gave me some dresses, or I took some, you know, like literally like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And you were like, I had like four bin bags of dresses, and I think I took like maybe four, and they're still in that bin bag, and I haven't put them, I don't put them on Vinted. Because I was like, they're not mine to put on Vinted, you know what I mean?
Like,
it feels
though.
Wrong.
Yeah, but see, that's actually giving me a new perspective, because I genuinely wouldn't give a monkey's chuff, but maybe if I was in a really tricky financial situation, I would.
Yeah. Maybe speak to the friend.
Yeah. Just say, look, I was thinking, would you like it back or would you be happy for me? Or no, is that just awkward?
Maybe.
I mean.
Oh, it's awkward.
Yeah.
No, we are now on the both. I think we've both changed our minds from the beginning. Yeah. Which still doesn't help you, lovely listener, because we've changed our minds to still the complete opposite. I don't know. It's the answer.
Maybe ask yourself how she would feel if she found out that you had sold it, and if she would be fine with it. If you think she'd be fine with it, then go for it, especially as you are, as you say, in a bit of a pickle at the moment. But if you think she'd be cross, then maybe run it past her.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Or if she's got like 1,000,000,000 handbags and she won't be bothered, then that's fine.
Oh yeah, then go for it. Yeah. Also, it has just reminded me that I had a handbag that I offered to Lauren, and then I was like, do you want it?
Yeah,
I don't think I'll use it. And she was like, yeah, I love it. Brilliant, thanks. I need a new like work bag. She left it at my old house.
Accidentally,
so she says. And then I had this vent or something, and I was like, oh, I haven't got a bag. Oh, do you know what? I'll use that one. And then I fell in love with it, and now she's not getting it. Sorry about that.
So, because it's so perfect as well. It's like, it sort of looks like a little sort of mulberry bag vibe, doesn't it? Like a proper little posh bag. Mm. And it's perfect to fit all my items. And I'm so gutted I didn't take it. But it makes sense, Laura. It's literally your bag. Like, you own it. I will make my peace.
But I did feel bad enough to text Lauren and say, just so you know, I am using this bag. It is still yours, but I just need to use it for tonight. And then I've just used it quite a bit since. And now she probably doesn't want it. She's not getting it anyway. So.
Look, whether I wanted it or not, it's futile at this point. That's fine, whatever. I will let you keep your
own bag.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you. I hope that helps. It probably doesn't, but I just have to say, like, how amazing it is, our Facebook community page. You guys are just, you're all good eggs, and it's just so wonderful to have your support on there and just to see all your updates. I just love it. I just love how you've all made friends on there as well. Yeah. It's my favourite thing, I think.
I think it is too. And I just love that, because Laura and I are both on this, whenever I open my Facebook, it's usually the first thing that comes up. And I just love that you get all sorts on there, but it's sometimes those messages from women who will be having a crisis day, or like they've seen a photo of themselves they don't like, or they're having a really down body image day or week or month or year or life or something like that. And what the comments aren't is, oh, don't be silly, don't worry about it, you look great, you look da, da, da. It is, you look great, but it's also, totally get it, mate.
Yeah,
totally understand. It's not like this patronizing, you guys are never patronizing, but not just like, you know, sort of pandering to people. It's like, I totally understand you, but just so you know, like, this is this, and you know, you're, you know, we all got that thing, haven't we, when we see photos of ourselves that we haven't taken and that angle and you're like, bloody hell. And actually, then you've got people on there going, yeah, no, I feel the same too, but don't forget, like, it's fine. And that's just how you look to the world. And it's just a case of getting used to it. And I just love that about it as well.
Yeah, me
too. It's my favourite. So just a reminder, everyone, if you're not part of the Facebook group, you absolutely should be. It's obviously, it's free to join. Everyone is welcome. It's the best place on the internet. And you just need to search for Go Love Yourself Community on Facebook. And we've got our lovely moderators who help us keep it a very safe and supportive place to be. So thank you, boys and girls. We love you. So yeah, come and join.
Yes, please come and join us. We would absolutely love to see you over there. To finish the episode and the series, oh my God, we thought we would end with some listener questions. Lauren, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, this is a good one. What hobbies have you never tried but think you would love?
Do you know what? I've always wanted to do, and I thought and think I'm too heavy for, like, act like I'm just too heavy for. Although I did speak to someone recently, they were like, no, you'd be fine. It's just all about upper body strength. Is aerial hoop?
Oh, I can see you doing that.
Do you
that.
Know what I mean? So yeah, like the big hoop thing that dangles from the ceiling and you're like floating about on it and doing some things. It's kind of like a little bit like pole dancing, but on a hoop.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, sort of.
One of my friends got into it a while ago. She loves it. Absolutely loves it. I think you should give that a go.
I'd love to. So I remember I did pole dancing 12 years ago, like everybody did. And then my friend then moved on to aerial hoop, and it was kind of like you had to do the pole dancing to do aerial hoop. And I really wanted to do it, but again, fucking hilarious. I was like 14 then. I was like, oh my God, I'm too big. So stupid. So this is it. I'm probably sitting here now, like size 20, think I'm too big and I'm not. But it's just all about upper body strength, and I don't think I have any. And so I should probably sort that out, because I would absolutely love to do that. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be fun. I can so see that for you.
I think so too. Just like, I just want like a little picture just you know, hanging off. I love that. A question for you, Laura, is what is the one item in your house that you couldn't live without? Matt and Buddy aside.
Oh, is it really bad to say my telly?
Not at all.
I love watching telly. Like, it's my evening rate and wine. I love watching films and new TV series and getting into it, and I would be really bored without my telly of an evening. So, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Matt. Telly makes it.
I would. What about you?
Honestly, mine's so strange. I couldn't live without my insulated water bottle. I've been completely serious.
Rendered speechless. I was not expecting that. I thought you were going to say your phone charger or your vibrator. I what?
Phone charger and vibrator, yes. Yes, but I drink so much water and I love waking up to like cold water as well. Oh, so yeah. I put it next to my bed in an insulated water bottle with a straw. And like, I cannot physically get out of bed if I haven't drunk like half a litre of water. And so I think that genuinely, I think that's it. God, someone get me a fucking boyfriend. That is so terrible.
I was just
going
to say that you need to put that on your dating profile, because that is so interesting. You know, we always say the way you look is the least interesting thing about you. I can say that is actually the least interesting thing.
Have we done this here? I can't remember if we've done this here or not. I don't think we have, but I saw something on TikTok and it was like, you know, that thing that you do, the icebreakers at work, where it's like,
God,
tell us the most interesting, yeah, what's your name? Where'd you come from? What's the most interesting thing about you? And actually, it was a really good one. It's like, what's the least interesting thing about you? And I think that's really good. That's really niche. And it could be like, I love tomatoes, but I hate tomato ketchup. Or so, like, do you know, like stupid fucking things like that.
Nice.
Mine would be, I cannot live without my insulated water bottle.
Yeah. I'm bored, so I'm going to move the conversation on, if that's
okay.
All
right. Right, okay.
So we've had some questions that are actually a little bit too juicy for this episode. So if you want to hear us answer those, make sure you head over to our subscriber channel. All the links are in the episode description.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode and to this series and to all of the other series. I expect to get some messages from you all where you go back to the start and start binging there again, because I know that happens on our episode, on our series breaks. I love it. So make sure you keep an eye on our Instagram for updates about the show and us. We are Go Love Yourself Pod, and then obviously you can follow Laura and us too, and just find out what's going on in our lives while we're on a little break.
And if on our break you want to catch up on some of our bonus episodes, you can become a subscriber for just £1 a week on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. And as always, you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much, as always, for your support with Grow Love Yourself. It really does mean the world to us. See you soon.
See you soon. Love you. Bye.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.